college football season, and what goes well with college football events? And if you have an event coming up and needs catering, let Certified Chef Jamie and the Coker Market do the event for you. Here are just some of the things that Coker Market have to offer for your catering needs. Pulled pork by the pound, chicken tenders by the dozen, smoked wings by the dozen, or a half a slab of ribs or a full slab of ribs. Contact Jamie and the Coker Market today, or better yet, go by there off of County Road 140 and let them help you take the hassle out of the catering needs for your event this upcoming football season. Week 2 of college football was insane. It brought a lot of excitement for some and a big dose of disappointment for others. Billy Napier finds himself at the top of the SEC hot seat again after the Florida Gators were embarrassed by South Florida at home. And hey, Mississippi State made history this past weekend, knocking off a ranked non-conference opponent for the first time since 1991. We will do a full recap of week number 2 right here on this edition of the Stingray Show.
Hi, this is Tim Brando with a reminder. Those of you on Tide 100.9, look out. You're about to feel the buzz of Stingray.
This is Stephen Ray, a.k.a. Stingray, coming to you live from Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
I'm Heath Hopkins. I'm here in DeSoto County, Mississippi, right outside of Memphis, Tennessee.
You know, Mark, I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you feel that responsibility to pay it forward and give some kid a chance coming up in the ranks, kind of like Tony did for you?
Why do you think I'm talking to Stingray tonight?
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
No, I mean, look, no.
Heath, Stingray, Here's the deal. When you get involved with Texas, it's like getting married to a stripper. and let me explain this. It looks good, kind of sexy on the surface. Yeah, but then you get the baggage, you get the drama, you get all that eventually comes with it. And that's what you get with Texas, and that's what the Big 12 learned.
And Heath, any thoughts on our show moving forward?
Hey, to everyone in Tuscaloosa listening here on Tide 100.9, with the Stingray Show, if you don't like it, you better learn to love it, because it's the best show going today, baby. Woo!
And we want to welcome you inside the Monday evening edition of the Stingray Show. Heath, it is Monday, but we have fought through it, and now we are inching closer and closer to the weekend and Tuesday. So, hey, man, we made it through Monday almost.
That's right. That's right. Well, think about this, Stephen. Think of all the SEC teams and their fans that went to work happy today. There's a lot of them. Let's just name the ones that aren't too excited.
Kentucky and Florida.
Yeah, they're not too excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I mean, Kentucky almost had Ole Miss's number on Saturday. They just couldn't pull it off.
Yeah, and with Kentucky, I don't think their fans really thought they were going to win that game.
No.
So they might went to work like, you know what, we might have something this year. Yeah. And they got a freshman quarterback that they could be real excited about. So there could be something there to build some excitement. But, man, Florida fans, whew, man, stay on the Tower of Terror, because it's going to be a roller coaster of up and downs all year. I mean, it's not going to be like Space Mountain where it's fun. It's going to be Tower of Terror where you don't know if you're going up or down.
Hey, I do have a question for Sam Levitt, though. How well did that high school football atmosphere on Saturday night work for you, buddy? He talked all week about, the Cowbells are going to be just like a high school team. It's going to be like a high school game. How did that work out for you, buddy?
Well, one thing that just shocked me about Sam Levitt, and I don't know about you, Stephen, but I got a feeling. I mean, if we start naming the great SEC towns, You know, they're all small towns. No one says Baton Rouge and Lexington and Nashville. No one ever says that.
Right.
I mean, I would even put Knoxville as a big town. But Tuscaloosa is still mostly a small town. Oxford, small town. Starkville, small town.
Yeah.
Columbia, not a small town. It's a capital. It's not a fun college town. It's not. But, you know, you start looking at other places. Columbia, Missouri, fun town. You know, Fayetteville, fun town. It's a fun college town. And he's going to sit there like, I hate small town. Well, go schedule your non-conference game with Memphis, okay?
Yes.
Go schedule your non-conference game with South Florida. I heard they're having problems getting people on their schedule going in the future.
Yeah.
But I don't understand of why you want to not. You're in Tempe, Arizona, which is outside of Phoenix. Yeah. You're basically in Phoenix. Go schedule UCLA. You got plenty of hotels there. I mean, go schedule somebody else. If you don't like going to a small town, then don't book the game.
Yeah.
Everyone knew Starkville was a small town. And then to come out and complain, all the great colleges are in small towns. Think about it. All the great colleges are in small. Ann Arbor, it's a fun place. I mean, think about it. Penn State, fun place.
Auburn.
Fun place. Auburn's a wonderful college town. I mean, there's so many great small towns that have these big colleges, and that's why we love it. We don't want to go to a big city like Baton Rouge. We don't want to go to that. We want to go to Nashville, but not for, you know, we go to Nashville to have fun and eat at nice restaurants, not for the college town experience, but, you know, because you might run into Kid Rock somewhere, right? But, I mean, yeah, you could run into a celebrity on Broadway. But this is ridiculous. And you know what? Arizona State and Sam Levitt, you kind of got what you deserved.
Yeah.
You kind of got what you deserved.
And Heath, you mentioned right there a team out west. Now, I do not know who Man of the Year is going to be for 2025. But I can sure tell you right now who Idiot of the Year is, and that's Nico from Tennessee going to UCLA. Oh, and by the way, UCLA is 0-2, losing to Utah and the Fighting Dan Mullins of UNLV. And this weekend, they've got New Mexico coming in. And guess what? The former team of Tennessee, they have the opportunity to make their legacy and for the first time in almost a decade, knock off the Georgia Bulldogs. You, Nico, are an idiot.
All right, everyone listening, if you're driving, keep both hands on the wheel. But if you're at a stoplight, you can follow along. Raise your hand if you ever taken a seven-figure pay cut from your job. Yeah, right. Go on and raise your hand. Honk your horn if you have taken a seven-figure pay cut.
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Nico took a seven-figure, almost $1.5 million pay cut to leave Tennessee to go to UCLA. And what's Tennessee's record right now?
2-0.
And what's UCLA's record?
0-2 with New Mexico this weekend. Whoop-de-freaking-do. And by the way, that game's on a Friday night, and nobody will be there in Pasadena.
No one's going to be there in Pasadena anyway.
Congratulations, Nico. You make the Stingray Show's Idiot of the Year.
Oh, wow. You've already awarded rewards. Okay. Wow.
Dude, they're not going to a bowl game. Have you seen that schedule?
No, I haven't. And I'm not going to look at it either. But, you know, I love Dan Mullen when he talked about his playing career. He goes, yeah, I played quarterback. He said, I was a really.
Getting 2+ yards.
And those who can't, coach.
Yes.
And so Dan Mullen, look at Dan Mullen undefeated at 3-0.
Yep.
At UNLV. Hey, that second win was pretty. I can't remember if it was the first or second win, but it was ugly. It was not pretty. But guess what? It doesn't matter. 3-0 is 3-0. Hey, maybe Florida. Maybe they'll fire their coach and hire an up-and-comer like Dan Mullen. Oh, hang on. No, they tried that.
And it didn't work out. All right. So, Heath, we've got to throw it to our first break of the evening. And when we come back, we are going to be joined by a very special guest who not only was at the game on Saturday evening in Starkville, he was a part of it, as he was the play-by-play announcer in the stadium, the public address announcer, Anthony Craven, will join us on the other side of this break to relive a special night in Starkville and how the Bulldogs are going to go moving forward. And then in the last segment, Heath and I will return again to continue our talks about college football and this weekend in the SEC. Residents of Tuscaloosa, are you guys upsizing, downsizing, looking for college housing, or even relocating for your job right here to Tuscaloosa? If that's the case, then you need to contact Celeste Hagler, owner and operator of First Class Real Estate South Home Group, right here in Tuscaloosa. She can help you with the buying, selling, and investment needs throughout the state of Alabama. You can contact Celeste at 205-861-5698. Reach out to Celeste again at 205-861-5698 and schedule a consultation to discuss your real estate goals and to live where you love in the state of Alabama. It's dinner time, West Alabama, and if you are craving fried catfish with tartar sauce on a grilled bun, or maybe even a fried chicken tender with Swiss cheese, grilled onions, and an avocado spread on French bread, that sandwich is called the Jose, then you need to check out the Coker Market, which is located at the four-way intersection just off County Road 140 in Coker, Alabama. Their hours of operation is Wednesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. Go by and check out the Coker Market off of County Road 140 there in Coker, Alabama, for community goods and wonderful barbecue. For over 100 years, the Bank of Moundville has been a name clients can trust. The Bank of Moundville is more than just a bank. They're your neighbors, your friends, and your community partners. Their unique approach to financial education has always centered around families. They believe that financially strong homes today lay the foundation for a brighter future for tomorrow's generation. You can call them today at 205-371-2227. Once again, that is 371-2227 to schedule an appointment to build your financial security. The Bank of Moundville is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. North on Highway 69 from Old Greensboro Road to Skyland Boulevard, it's a 10-minute drive. If some ongoing work on Old Birmingham Highway east between 55th Avenue and Kennedy Mill Road, also construction on Skyland Boulevard from I-359 to Buttermilk Road, and also McWrights Ferry Road is being extended down to Rice Mine Road. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, I'm Lisa Buck.
The best place for your high school football coverage is right here on Tide 100.9 and online on Tide100.9.com.
Welcome back inside the Stingray Show. We are about to get to our guest of this evening, and he is getting into his 12th season as the stadium play-by-play announcer for the Mississippi State Bulldogs at Davis-Wade Stadium. And Heath, to start his 12th season, what an amazing game he witnessed and called Saturday evening with the huge upset of number 12 Arizona State.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people were wanting and hoping, as far as state fans, to have something positive happen. It's been so long. I mean, Mike Leach passed away in 2022. Nothing good happened in 23. Really good happened in 24. And here we are in 2025. Yeah. You know, Mississippi State fans have been hurting. They've been suffering. And it's just been bad. It went from we are on the verge of winning 10, 11 games a season with Mike Leach to we've lost him. We're devastated. We're lost. We're in shock. We're just depressed. And then many bad decisions were made. Everyone jumps in the portal.
Yeah.
Two head coaches later. And here it is. And so State fans, as we talked about all summer, Stephen, all summer, talking season, everyone's got hope. Everyone's got hope. Every State fan had hope going into that game.
Yep.
And if they would have lost that game, there would have probably been 20,000 people at the next game. Maybe not even that.
Yes.
But guess what, Stephen? They won. That's right. They put one in the win column.
Yeah.
And now everybody's celebrating. And some State fans I've already heard are trying to make bowl plans. They're clearing the calendar and getting things ready for December or January. And they're hoping either for a Tennessee or Florida Bowl. Hoping for the Florida Bowl, but they would settle for the Tennessee Bowl today.
All right. So let's go on ahead and do a deep dive into the recap of the Mississippi State huge win over Arizona State with the stadium PA announcer, Mr. Anthony Craven. Anthony, how are things with you? And let me also say this to you, Anthony. The reason that we're talking about this is because this was the first huge non-conference ranked win for Mississippi State since 1991.
Good morning or good evening. Great to be with y'all. Hopefully you can hear me okay. Things are going great here in Starkville today. My voice is a little raspy from all the yelling through the speakers into the microphone on Saturday night. But yeah, huge non-conference win for the Bulldogs. You mentioned it, Stephen. First time they had beaten a non-conference team ranked that high since Texas came to town back in Jackie Sherrill's first season in 1991. I remember as a 12-year-old kid that game vividly. And so it's been a while since State had, that's right, horns down.
Yeah.
It's been a while since State's had that kind of opportunity to begin with, a non-conference opponent of that caliber.
Yep.
And especially what ASU did last season in winning the Big 12 just made it that bigger of an opportunity, and for State to come out and take advantage of it in dramatic fashion was certainly huge for MSU.
Anthony, I'm going to ask you real quick. Do you remember that Texas? I remember. I'm a little bit older than you. I believe I was 13 or 14 at the time. But do you remember what happened that week? The it made national news. But do you remember what happened that week with the Texas game?
I remember Coach Sherrill thought it'd be a good idea to show his team what makes a bull a steer. And so he had someone from the MSU vet school come over, and I believe a local rancher brought over a bull, and they castrated that son of a gun right
there.
They
brought a longhorn out on the practice field and castrated a longhorn in front of the team. They get them fired up, and everybody lost their mind. It even made sport – back when things made Sports Illustrated, the magazine, that was a huge deal. It made Sports Illustrated.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a massive. But yeah, the first time since 1991, George Herbert Walker Bush, the father, was president at the time. We hadn't even got to Bill Clinton yet.
Right.
It's hard to believe it's been that many years. But yeah, that it was a special night for sure in Starkville. No question about it.
So, Anthony, let me also ask you this, because Mississippi State got off to a 17-0 lead, and in the second half, Arizona State was absolutely mauling Mississippi State running the football. Talk about the second half for Arizona State there being able to do what it wanted to, and then ultimately Mississippi State getting that goal line stand and holding them to a field goal rather than a touchdown.
Sure. Yeah. So obviously State dominates most of the first half. Arizona State was able to get a couple of defensive stops late in the second quarter to prevent it from becoming even a bigger State lead. I think if State had been able to get one more score on the board, even if it was only a field goal, if it had been a 20-0 ball game at some point, I don't think you see the Sun Devils mount a comeback in the second half. They were about ready to roll over, but give them credit. They were able to find a way to get a field goal as time expired going into halftime. They knew they were getting the ball first to begin the third quarter, and they made some adjustments on offense and defense, but mainly on offense. They just committed to the power running game. They said, you know what, we're not going to try to get fancy with the spread formations. And you know, clearly State's defense is better than it was last year, much better. The secondary is a lot better than I think even we thought it would be a month ago. And so once the Sun Devils realized, listen, the passing attack is not going to work tonight for us, we got to commit to just pounding the ball at State and begin to just wear that defensive front out. Will Whitson, who is a transfer from Coastal Carolina, has kind of turned into State's best defensive lineman. He got injured late in the first half. Yeah. Hopefully it's nothing serious, but he couldn't play in the third and fourth quarter. So State was down one of their defensive line starters, and Arizona State saw an opportunity, took advantage of it, and mounted a great comeback. And it looked like they were going to come away with a big road win. They were going to survive a huge road test, and the State was able to flip the script and come away with a thrilling,
yes,
and very surprising win, because most people, I think, once ASU began to run the ball in the fourth quarter the way they were, it certainly looked like the way they were moving the ball and the way State's offense had become stagnant in the third or fourth quarters, it looked like ASU was going to just run that thing out, kick a field goal, score a touchdown in the last minute, and win that ball game. And then for State to get that goal line stand, which at the time, it didn't seem like that big of a deal because there was still only 90 seconds left, no timeouts. But obviously, in hindsight, making that tackle at the 4-yard line on that long run from Relik Brown, and State's able, Diego Brumfield from behind captures him at the 4-yard line, and then to stop three consecutive power runs from finding the end zone, that saved the game and gave State a chance, and they took full advantage of it.
So, Anthony, we're up against our second break of the evening, and when we come back, we are going to continue to talk about the Mississippi State victory on Saturday evening. That's on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Stingray Show. We will be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Ferguson of South's Finest Meats, the official sponsor of the Stingray Show, has a message for you.
Everything we do here is fresh and custom made, custom to order. You know, I tell people when they come in, you know, if you don't see what you like, ask somebody. You know, we've got the capability to process it, make it. You know, if you want a different blend of hamburger meat, we'll do your brisket blend. We'll do your chuck blend. We'll do your sirloin blend. You know, we do all that right here. We are a butcher shop. It's what we do. So please don't be afraid to ask if you don't see what you like. We can make you any size patty you want. We can make you any amount you want. You know, people call me and say, well, how many patties come in the box? Well, ma'am, how many would you like in a box? You know, you want 12, we'll put 12. You want 25, we'll put 25.
That's just one of the many things that South's Finest Meats has to offer, the official butcher shop of the Stingray Show. With all of the recent tornado damage and storm activity here in West Alabama, Alpha Insurance and hometown agent Jeff Nee can help you personalize your insurance needs. Remember, the more you protect, the more you save. With a helpful customer service team here to serve you in Alabama and over in Mississippi, you can count on Alpha to provide an insurance plan that provides the protection you need, the convenience you expect, and the service that you deserve. For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call Alpha agent Jeff Nee at 205-758-2577. Once again, 758-2577, or drop by their office on McFarland Boulevard East, Suite 101 in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And remember, Alpha agent Jeff Nee, the more you protect, the more you save.
You're listening to the home of Alabama Crimson Tide. 100.9.
that, I want to welcome you back inside the Stingray Show. Our guest this evening is Anthony Craven, the public address announcer inside Davis Wade Stadium. And let's continue our interview with Anthony Craven.
Anthony, I'm going to throw out a couple of things with you. I was watching the game with my 14-year-old son, and he's kind of playing with the idea of wanting to be a coach one day. And so we're watching it, and I told him there at the end of the first half, I said, John, they let Arizona State back in this game. There was an unsportsmanlike conduct call. They kept that drive alive on the last drive for Arizona State. There was actually two calls on them, but only one got enforced. But anyway, they were able to get a long field goal just to get on the board, and they got the ball first coming out. And they had that drive, and then Mississippi State goes for it on fourth down, a turnover on downs, and gives them the short side of the field, and you know, it made that happen. And then they kick it away, and they got a long way to go with it, and this and that. But I told him, I was like, they could have shut the door and kept the door shut. There's no reason to open the door. On the reverse side of that, as you were mentioning, I told him, I said, if you're the Arizona State coach, what do you do right here? And he goes, I think I run it. And I was like, you just had a touchdown on the goal line, your last possession. They threw it to the, you know, the left side right there on the front end of the end zone. I said, you don't run the same play? And he said, no, you run it here to burn that last time out. I was like, that's the correct answer. The clock's the enemy right now. And I said, that's the correct answer. But look at what State did. They left that door open. They gave them a gift. Arizona State came back in. And Anthony, you graduated from Mississippi State. You grew up a State fan. You have seen Mississippi State a million times lose this game this exact same way. You have seen Mississippi State lose this game under Sherrill, under Kroon, under Mullen, under everybody. You have seen Mississippi State lose this game. Jeff Lebby just ignores history, comes out guns a-blazing, and gets that last touchdown. What do you think now? Everyone has a different opinion of Jeff Lebby and this team now than what they did this time last year. Everyone has a different opinion of what they did a week ago of Jeff Lebby. Your thoughts on how Mississippi State snatched the victory out of jaws of defeat, where it's usually the other way around, and what this team is doing?
Yeah, I think obviously Heath and Stephen, the win itself is a really important win because of what's going on the past 2.5 years, right? I mean, you had the Mike Leach death in December of 2022, so almost 3 years ago now. So for 3 years, so much turmoil. Just the win itself was huge. But to your point, Heath, to win it the way they did, where they had to come back and make a play. They had to make winning plays in the final 2 minutes of the game on defense and on offense, and they made every single one. I mean, how often have we seen in our lifetimes a State football team do that against a good opponent and do it at home, right? I mean, it happens a lot. And so, that was huge, no question.
All right, let's have a little bit of a discussion about Mississippi State moving forward, a future schedule coming up. Alcorn State, I'm going to give that a win to Mississippi State. Northern Illinois out of the MAC, I'm going to give that a win. However, Tennessee, A&M, at A&M, at Florida, Texas at home, at Arkansas, Georgia at home, at Missouri, and then wrapping up with Ole Miss. As of right now, if Mississippi State takes care of Alcorn State and Northern Illinois, they will have 4 wins on the season. Guys, where do the other 2 wins come from to get them bowl eligible? That's going to be very tough with that SEC schedule moving forward.
Yeah, no, that's certainly beating Arizona State changes the expectations on the win total for a lot of people, right? I was one of those people that, you know, I said, hey, based on this schedule and based on what the team did or didn't do last year, if they can find 4 or 5 victories, that will show tangible progress that you're heading in the right direction. Now, all of a sudden, you already have an unexpected victory.
Right.
And so, yeah, you can now look at the rest of the schedule and go, it's challenging, it's daunting, but can State, if they take care of business, these next two ball games, right, if they are 4-0 hosting Tennessee, can they find two games,
yeah,
in the remaining eight, right? I think they can.
Okay.
You look at, I think the most obvious opportunity, granted it's on the road in a hostile environment, but they might go to the Swamp in October, yeah, and Florida will be on a six-game losing streak.
Right.
That's a very real possibility.
Yeah.
Billy Napier may or may not be the head coach by then. I have no idea what Florida will look like a month from now, mm-hmm, when State goes down to the Swamp. That, I'm not picking State to win. I'm just saying, in my opinion, that's a ball game that is winnable for Mississippi State. At Arkansas is winnable. The Hogs are a better team than they were last year, but they're not world beaters, mm-hmm, by any stretch. Missouri is better than I thought they would be. So that's going to be a big challenge, going to Columbia and playing them. You host Texas and Georgia,
yeah,
who, along with LSU, are probably the three best teams in the SEC. At least right now, it appears to be that way. So even though you have those games at home, that's going to be a really, really tough, mm-hmm, challenge. Although neither Georgia nor Texas offensively has looked special here in the opening couple of weeks. So I think Florida is a winnable game. Mm-hmm. And let's just go ahead and, you know, jump to the end of the season. Hosting Ole Miss.
Yes.
At the end of the year. If State is healthy and if they're playing well throughout the season,
yeah,
that might be State's most winnable SEC home game, right, is Ole Miss. Again, I'm not picking them to win right now. I'm just saying, right, that's going to be a ball game where I would, you know, if State gets off to a good start in that one, that could be a victory, and all of a sudden there's a path there for a, yes, six-win season.
So, Anthony, look, man, this has been a blast. Any final words that you would like to say to our audience about the Mississippi State Bulldogs?
Sure. It's just, now the question for State is, okay, that was a big win, and it was an incredibly exciting win, right? A very emotional win.
Yeah.
And so a very cool moment, one that State fans won't soon forget, right? I mean, as long as they're playing highlights on welcome videos before games, there'll be highlights from that game, right? Brennan Thompson scoring a touchdown, the crowd storming the field. There'll be highlights shown for years, maybe even decades to come from that game. But now what do you do with it, right? Yeah. It was, yeah, a big win, but what do you do now with that win? Does that win catapult you into at least finding a way to go 6-6? Or does it catapult you into an off season where it really helps in recruiting and with player retention, and you're set up to have a really good season in 2026, 2027? That's the question. And, you know, we won't get answers for months, maybe even a year or two. But that's the question now, is what do you do with this? Does this become just one cool moment that's a memory that didn't mean that much in the grand scheme of things? Or is it a big win a la Jackie Sherrill beating Texas in his first season 34 years ago that then shows, okay, this program has regained its footing, it's heading back in the right direction?
So, Anthony, before we let you get out the door, I know your voice is a little raspy from this weekend, but please give us a first down Bulldogs to get out of here.
I'll do my best, guys. How about this? First down Bulldogs!
Hail State! Let's go, man. Thank you. Go rest your voice for this weekend versus Alcorn State, and we would love to catch up with you later on this season, Anthony.
Yeah, guys, I would love to talk to y'all again as well. Always a fun time. I appreciate it.
Hey, Anthony, man.
With multiple home games in a row, does it hurt the pipes a little bit?
Early in the season, yes, but once I get into mid-season form, I'm good. But yeah, I have to do a little intentional rest and relaxation on the vocal cords for back to back to back to back.
Yes.
You know, four straight home games in September. Yeah.
All right, man. Thank you. Hell stay.
Thanks, guys.
And we will talk to you later on, okay?
Sounds good. See y'all soon.
All right, so Heath, that is going to wrap up the Mississippi State portion of the show. There are 15 other SEC teams out there, and we will discuss the rest of the SEC teams on the other side of this break. You're listening to the Sting Gray Show, and we will be right back to continue our recap of Week 2 in college football right here on the Sting Gray Show.
Go inside the Alabama Crimson Tide with the Gary Harris Show.
Hey, it's Gary Harris. Tuesday morning at 9 a.m., we're going to be cranking out the Alabama football discussion as the Tide gets ready to host Wisconsin on Saturday morning at Saban Field at Bryant-Denny Stadium. We'll be joined by the Rocket Man, Drew Dorman, who never holds back on his analysis, plus another special guest, your phone calls, and much more. That's the Gary Harris Show, Tuesday morning at 9 a.m.
Catch the Gary Harris Show Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. on Tide 100.9. And Tide100.9.com.
Has it always been your dream to build the pond of your dreams, but you don't know if property you own or are thinking about buying has a good location to build a pond on? You need to contact Honey Hole Fisheries right here in Tuscaloosa County, because Jeff Bagwell will help you decide if property you own or are thinking about buying has a good location to build a pond. You can contact Honey Hole Fisheries at 205-799-0192. Once again, that is 799-0192. And hey, Jeff Bagwell can also order top quality automatic fish and hunting feeders for all of your outdoor recreation. Contact Jeff Bagwell today, once again at 205-799-0192, to help you build the pond or lake of your dreams. With all of the recent tornado damage and storm activity here in West Alabama, Alpha Insurance and hometown agent Jeff Nee can help you personalize your insurance needs. Remember, the more you protect, the more you save. With a helpful customer service team here to serve you in Alabama and over in Mississippi, you can count on Alpha to provide an insurance plan that provides the protection you need, the convenience you expect, and the service that you deserve. For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call Alpha agent Jeff Nee at 205-758-2577. Once again, 758-2577, or drop by their office on McFarland Boulevard East, Suite 101 in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And remember, Alpha agent Jeff Nee, the more you protect, the more you save.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. North on Highway 69 from Old Greensboro Road to Skyland Boulevard, it's a 10-minute drive. It's some ongoing work on Old Birmingham Highway East between 55th Avenue and Kennedy Mill Road. Also construction on Skyland Boulevard from I-359 to Buttermilk Road. And also McWright's Ferry Road is being extended down to Rice Mine Road. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, I'm Lisa Bakke.
Never a moment of the action. Download the free Tide 100.9 app today.
Hey, Tide fans. Looking for something wild right here in Tuscaloosa? Bring the kids, bring your friends, and come to Bama Reptiles and Ranch in Northport. Just minutes from campus, they've got Asian water lizards, tortoises, colorful snakes, and for the horse lovers out there, ranch supplies. They are the cleanest and healthiest reptile store in the state. And their feeders? best you'll find anywhere. If you mention this Stingray Sports ad, you will get 10% off of your feeders. Remember, Bama Reptiles and Ranch, where exotic meets extraordinary. Welcome back inside the Stingray Show. This is the week two recap show here on the Stingray Show. And Heath, we just finished up talking about the incredible win for Mississippi State over Arizona State. Now let's talk about some of the other SEC teams, and let's start with Billy Napier and the Florida Gators. Dude, I called it last week. If you will remember,
I do.
Last Tuesday, I said everybody who had Florida as a playoff team after week number one, maybe you guys should pump the brakes a little bit. Now you see why. That was a bad loss, even though South Florida had come off of a great win against Boise State. They went into the swamp and they absolutely dominated the Gators of Florida. And what a difference a week makes, Heath, because last week everybody was like, playoff, playoff, playoff for the Gators. Now it looks like Billy Napier is back at number one on the hot seat.
Yeah, he does. You know, I didn't know how that game was going to go. But I'll throw this out at you, Stephen. Did Florida catch themselves looking ahead to their game this weekend at LSU? They got to go to Death Valley. And I'll throw this out as well. What if, and I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm not.
Right.
But what if they win that game against LSU? What if they come around the next week and beat Miami the following week? Now everyone's going to be feeling great about Billy Napier, and they're going back to the playoff. And then they got Texas coming into town, followed by Texas A&M and Mississippi State.
Yeah.
And then they got the cocktail party. So this is my prediction for the Florida Gators this year. I think it's going to be a roller coaster, Stephen. I think they might beat an LSU or a Miami. I think they might beat a Texas or a Texas A&M.
Yeah.
I think they might beat a Georgia or an Ole Miss or a Tennessee or a Florida State. But they could lose all those games.
Yes.
They could lose every single one of them. Just like we talked about, you know, when we had Anthony Craven on the show, the public address announcer at Mississippi State, every team in the SEC is beatable. There is not a just front runner
right
that has super impressed me, to the exception of Missouri, of all teams. I feel weird saying it every time. That's the only team that's shown dominance. And I'm not sold on Missouri being a dominant team. I'm not. If I had to make a wager, I would bet heavily against they're not a dominant team.
Yeah.
But that's the team I've been most impressed with.
And Heath, let me also say this. What do we know about Georgia? Seriously. I mean,
they don't know a thing about Georgia.
Every national pundit out there will tell you, Georgia's good. Georgia's great. Georgia is going to the playoffs. Based off of what? They beat Marshall, and they barely beat Austin Peay this past weekend, 28-6.
Yeah.
I mean, every national pundit out there will tell you, Georgia's great. Georgia's good. Georgia's fantastic. Well, we're going to find out a lot when they take on Tennessee. And the same thing with Tennessee. How good was Syracuse? They won 10 games last year, but a lot of those guys are in the NFL. So we really don't have that much to go off of this season for a lot of these football teams. But I will tell you this, we're going to find out a lot about LSU, Florida, Georgia, and Tennessee this weekend when they face off against one another.
Yeah. You know, I'm not going to be shocked if Tennessee wins that game by multiple scores.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be shocked if Georgia wins that game by multiple scores.
Yes.
I mean, if I had to guess one team winning by 35 plus, I would say Georgia. But would I be shocked if Tennessee won that game by 20 points or more? No.
No.
This is where we are, Stephen.
Yes.
And you know what? You know what? We all knock it. We all hate it. None of us like it. None of us. But I think this is what the NIL and the transfer portal has given us.
Yeah.
It might have given us very competitive football at a super high level, just like the NFL.
Yes.
There's a saying in the NFL, there was a movie. Any given Sunday, any team can lose in the NFL. And I think that's where we are now in the SEC. Yeah. I really 100% believe that. And if you don't believe it, you're a dang fool.
Yes. And Heath, let me also say this. Texas A&M, what can we take away from UTSA and Utah State? Absolutely nothing. Arkansas, what can we take away from Alabama State and then Arkansas State? Nothing.
You know, I had this conversation Labor Day weekend. We were talking about rankings. I shared this on the show last week. After, you know, there should never be preseason rankings.
Right.
And even after the first game, there shouldn't be a ranking.
No.
And even after the second game, like we just had this past weekend, we shouldn't be able to rank. After the third week, we can start to get an idea.
Yes.
But we don't know yet. We don't know. We don't know about depth. No. We're going to see depth starting to be challenged in week 3 and 4.
Yes.
And so that's when we're going to start seeing things. But we don't know. I mean, mm-hmm. Stephen, I'm going to read off. I'm just going to go through really quick, yes or no. And let me get your feedback on this.
Okay.
All right. Could Alabama win the SEC?
Yeah.
This year?
Yes.
Could Arkansas eventually find themselves winning the SEC?
Yes.
Could Auburn find themselves winning the SEC?
Yes.
Could Florida find themselves winning the SEC?
Maybe.
Could Georgia find themselves winning the SEC?
Definitely.
Kentucky?
No.
LSU?
Yes.
Ole Miss?
I'm going to need to see more.
Mississippi State?
I'm going to need to see more.
Missouri?
Definitely.
Oklahoma?
I still got to see more out of them.
Okay. Oklahoma's look good, too.
Yeah.
South Carolina?
Yes.
Tennessee?
Yes.
Texas?
Yes.
Texas A&M?
I don't think so, because they let UTSA put up 24 points on their defense. I'm not sold on that defense in Aggieland.
Okay. Vandy?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Out of the 16 teams, you said no or probably not. I need to see more to 6 of them. Mm-hmm. So 10 teams. 10 teams.
Yeah.
This is where we are. Thank you, NIL Transfer Portal. Yes. Look, we all hate that. None of us like the NIL and Transfer Portal. But it's given us. It is here. We are living in it. Great competitive football. Mm-hmm. Great competitive football. I'm loving it, Stephen. Stephen, one thing I do want to throw out, and we've talked about it in this show, September 27th, the end of this month, Mississippi State will go into a game probably undefeated, and none of us saw that. They won 2 games last year. They're 2-0 right now. They could be 4-0 with Tennessee coming to town.
Yeah.
If Mississippi State escapes the month of September undefeated, like no one had that on their bingo card.
No.
No one had that on their bingo card.
All right. So I'm going to make a promise to all the people here in Tuscaloosa. We are done talking about Mississippi State for 2 weeks because Mississippi State has Alcorn State this week. And they've got a MAC team of Northern Illinois next week. We've covered a lot of Mississippi State here recently because of the 2 games that are weaklings coming up. We are going to focus on the other SEC teams moving forward. We will be discussing Mississippi State again in 3 weeks when they take on Tennessee.
Yeah, and that Tennessee team has impressed me. I still don't know what to think about them. I haven't watched all their game from this past week. I've seen parts of it, but I haven't watched the whole thing yet. But, yeah. Stephen, it looks like Joey Aguilar was a massive upgrade. Not a little bit of an upgrade, but it looks like he was a massive upgrade
yeah.
from Nico. No one had that on their bingo card either.